My name is Manousos Manousakis, and I've been making films, TV series, theater since 1972. Now, the last film that we're talking about, Cloudy Sunday, it's after another six feature films, 25 weekly TV dramas, and about 12 theater plays. It's, of course, the work I love most, except from the next one, which is the one that I love more.
I wanted to ask you about your movie, Cloudy Sunday, that is currently screened in Australia within the Greek Film Festival. But it's got a very Jewish theme, and this is about the Jews of Saloniki, the Jewish community of Saloniki that was wiped out by the Nazis during the Second World War. And I must tell you why it really this movie touched my heart, because I was doing interviews for Steven Spielberg of Holocaust survivors, and I interviewed the Holocaust survivor from Saloniki. I did the interview in Hebrew, and he had an incredible story how they were deported to Auschwitz. He lost his wife and two children, and because he was a shoemaker and he knew how to make shoes, the Nazis actually used him in the factory, and that's why he survived the war. But the whole story, he said, even the rabbi said they are going to north to work. They didn't have a clue that they are going straight into the death camp. And this is quite an incredible story, because his daughter, he went to Israel and he got married, and he had one daughter, and the daughter was living in Australia, and that's why he came to live with the daughter here. But there was a picture in the house always of a woman and two children with him, and she thought it was his sister. She didn't realize that was his first wife. And his two children, he never ever spoke about it. He was telling me the story and crying all the way, and his daughter was behind the door listening, crying as well. So when you speak to the individuals and you get the story. So tell us your story. First of all, how did you come to the topic of the Jews of Saloniki?
I had the chance to read this wonderful book on which the film is based, Uzeri Tzitzanis is in Greek, that's Tzitzanis Club, we could translate. Which is a historical club that Tzitzanis, this very famous Greek composer, had opened up during the occupation in Salonika. In this book, I understood that this book gave me the chance that through the eyes of a great composer and through the eyes of a young couple in love, I could show a period, a historical period, which is very little known, like there is no other film in the world on Sephardic Jews of Salonika. And through this film and through this, the elimination of the Jews then, I could speak on a theme that's very, very, very contemporary, like what real Nazism is and what racial discrimination can lead to in a period that in Europe at least, but all over the world, we see that neo-Nazi movements are growing and racism is really growing in Europe. So I made this film in order to show what really fascism, what really Nazism is, and what intolerance can lead, and where intolerance can lead. And that's why I made the film, to talk about today.
And how did you find out about the Jews of Saloniki? I mean, there were more than 46,000 Jews from Saloniki were deported to concentration camps, but less than 2,000 survived. I mean, this is an enormous number. They had such rich life.
95% of extinction of the Jewish community.
Exactly. And they had such rich life beforehand. And they were there for generations, and they were so part and parcel of the city.
They were in Salonika since 1492, coming from Spain, where Isabella the Catholic.
That's right.
Was obliging the Jews to change religion and all go to the fire under the Holy Inquisition. So Jews fled, and most of them came to Greece. How did I find out? In the book, it was the first time I read about it, and then I had a very big bibliography given to me by the Jewish community of Salonika and we interviewed people that survived, very few, but we interviewed also people that had family stories to say, sons and grandsons that had a very strong historical memory. We talked with many, many, many people, and and we had a great historical consular, Jackie Ben-Mayor, who not only gave us the historical facts, but he gave us the feeling of the era, the feeling of how people were connecting, how the ethics and the morality of the period. And that was a great, great asset for the film.
Did you screen the movie already in Greece?
Oh, yes. In Greece, it was released in 112 theaters for 3 months. It was a big success here in Greece. And the film has also traveled in about 45 international festivals.
And did you screen it in Israel?
Yes, it was screened in the Jerusalem Jewish Film Festival with great success, but not commercially yet. And the Yad Vashem has asked for the film for its library, and now the distribution company is talking with them about this.
No, it's a very, very important movie. The name of the film is Cloudy Sunday, but the history, the deportation of the Jews in Saloniki, and you give it through a beautiful story.
Yes, a love story is always a catch. No, a love story. Yes, we give it through a great love story, a very strong love story, but not only a love story between two young people, but a love story between families. The family, how the family is connected, the ethics of this period, that the social bonds and family bonds were so strong, something that I'm jealous of.
Manousos Manousakis, the director, the filmmaker of Cloudy Sunday, thank you so much.